Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, Jesus Our Hope. And my story now will seem pretty hopeless. As Jesus is talking about traitors betraying him, this being his last hours, all of his disciples are disturbed by what Jesus has been talking about, yet they do not understand what it's all about. So, let me continue my story. They sang as they walked to the garden, Jesus and his disciples. When they arrived at the garden, Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit down here and wait for me. I desire to go up a little ways and pray to my heavenly Father alone. Peter, James, and John, come with me a little farther. I need you to guard me, for I do not wish to be disturbed." A little ways farther, Jesus stopped with a grave expression on his face. "Peter, James, and John, I do not have to tell you, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. I want you to remain here and keep watch. I do not want to be disturbed." Jesus walked just out of sight, where he fell on the ground and started to pray. He prayed that he did not have to endure what was coming. He was praying out loud, "Father, oh Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet I do not desire what I want, but what your will is for me." After a time, Jesus got up and returned to the three men, who were all sound asleep. "Peter, Peter, wake up, Peter. Are you all asleep? Can you not keep awake and guard me for just 1 hour? I need you to keep watch. And while you're at it, pray that you may not come into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." After several hours, Jesus startled them again. "Are you all asleep again? The hour has arrived. My betrayer is here. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners." Is this the end of Jesus? Judas the traitor has arrived with Roman soldiers and guards from the Jewish temple, all with the purpose of arresting Jesus. The temple leaders have laid their plans with the goal of seeing Jesus dead by the end of the next day. Will they succeed? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.